The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, it's the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us, everybody. What do we do the final segment of the week? Well, we sit down with Jeff Pitts from City View and talk about stuff to do in the metro this weekend. And because it's like the weekend before Christmas, I suspect that there's just all kinds of things. Maybe not. Maybe not so much.
Slim Pickens this weekend.
Slim Pickens, huh? That's the name of a great country singer, you know.
Really?
Slim Pickens. There you go.
Slim?
Or no, was he Hollywood? I have to Google that one.
Yeah.
Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens.
Oh, Slim Pickens was the name of a television cowboy actor back in the 50s, I believe.
Television cowboy actor from the 50s. That's a Slim
Pickens. Anyway, I think that's
Slim
what it
Pickens.
Is. My memory bank sometimes is depleted.
Well, right. There are still some things to do this weekend. Some fun things. Yeah, so the Wild are playing the Griffins Friday night. Also Thursday night, they play the Ice Hogs. The Wild's having the best season of their franchise history.
And you know why that is?
Why?
Because I have not gone yet. I've got season tickets, but I don't go. I haven't had the chance. Maybe, yeah.
So you're going tonight?
I should go tonight just for
break the curse.
Break the curse.
Start the curse.
Yeah. Walk in the door and they say, oh, Libby's here. We're going to lose.
Yeah. All right, tomorrow.
Saturday.
Christmas Day Skate.
Is this at the Brenton Skating Plaza?
Yep.
Ah, it is. Amazing. You know, and it's finally cold enough that we can actually have good ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of important.
It helps.
I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, up until this weekend, they've had water wings down there. But now we got the ice. That's cool.
How's your skating skills?
Mine? Mm-hmm. I never learned.
Never learned?
Yeah, I never learned. I was afraid of falling. So I wasn't good at ice skating nor roller skating or skiing. Now, my son, Aaron, you know, our son does all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not so much.
How'd you learn to walk?
What do you mean?
You
I don't know.
Fall a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, skating tonight at Brenton Skating Plaza. It's going on
all weekend, yeah, including Christmas Day.
Right. You could shop in the East Village while you do. Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's the plan.
Yeah.
And then go to the game, hockey game across the way. Jolly Holiday Lights.
Is that still going
Eventually,
on?
It is.
I think they start that.
Sound excited?
Oh, wow. They start that in October.
That's
or something,
still going on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did. And so that goes through the 30th of December. And it's at Adventureland Park this year. They move back there. Bundle up the family and enjoy a 2.5-mile ride through more than 100 magical light displays.
Magical.
Magical. 100% of
Lights
admission.
Lights of Yore.
100% of admission fees go directly to Make-A-Wish Iowa.
It's a neat program. I mean, it really is.
You know, I've never been through there.
I was there. I was through it when it was at Waterworks Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little underwhelming.
Really?
Yeah. But because it's for such a good cause, you know, people, I think, go back time and time again. And now that it's at Adventureland, it's really juiced it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People have told me. I've not been there. But
I went once to the Waterworks Park place, but the line was so long, it just wasn't happening, yeah. So
well, it helps if you have a hot toddy with you.
Does it?
Yes. It helps. Coffee.
Hot toddy, huh?
Yeah, right.
All right. The Des Moines Art Center has a new exhibit. I don't know how you say this. I'm just going to struggle with it. Think Winogrand exhibit.
Winogrand?
Winogrand. One word.
Winogrand.
Wine
is pretty grand, so yeah.
I think it's someone's name, maybe. The Des Moines Art Center has a new photo exhibit, Fink Winogrand, in the John Brady Print Gallery. Larry Fink and Jerry Winogrand were active photographers in New York City in the 1970s. Winogrand primarily made photographs during the day of people on the city streets.
I would imagine, just out of curiosity, that not a lot of that has changed. I mean, if you went to New York City today. Fashions, mm-hmm. obviously, but I'll bet you'd catch some of the same sort of faces.
Same.
I met up with a whole bunch of New York City police officers the other night. Here in town.
Hands up? Was it
no,
raid?
No.
They found you, huh?
Yeah, they were following Mayor Bill de Blasio around.
Hmm.
Okay. I was at an event, and yeah, they were there. Mm-hmm. They don't like the mayor.
No?
No. They were shouting all kinds of nasty things about the mayor. Yeah.
Hmm.
So anyway, it was kind of interesting.
Interesting. Did you learn any new jeers?
New York jeers?
Yeah, they're good at it.
Can't do it on the radio, man. Hey, you. Hey.
You take it to the hockey game. Yeah. Also Saturday and actually Friday and all weekend, Willie Farrell is going to be at the Funny Bone. Local comedian. Willie Farrell.
He is funny. He's a funny guy. I know his bride, as a matter of fact.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's a real estate agent here in town.
Hmm.
So she's the sanity. He's the insanity. Yeah. Willie's funny. Good stuff.
Yeah. And so that's, let's see, that'll be tonight, Saturday. A couple shows on Saturday. So get out there to the Funny Bone. And okay.
Funny Bone.
Comedy. Oh, you know the jingle.
Yeah.
Man, that sticks. Okay, a Charlie Brown Christmas at Noche.
What?
December 28th.
Wait, back up here now. Wait. We just had Max Wellman doing his Christmas thing at Noche.
Yep.
And now Charlie Brown's going to be there?
Now Charlie Brown. This is next Thursday.
So Max Wellman. Christmas. Oh, they're just early. They're celebrating Christmas.
That's right. Maybe you get a discount or something. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they were playing somewhere else earlier.
Yeah.
We shouldn't say that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's all look ahead to Christmas 2018 at Noche.
It's still the season until the 1st of January, I feel like.
Isn't that long?
Yeah. You don't take down the tree till after the 1st.
I know people that have not taken down the tree until Passover or Easter.
I'll leave mine up year round.
There you go. Well, I don't blame you. Yeah.
Just because, why? I mean, you're going to have to put it up again anyway.
Right. Good idea.
Right. Let's see. What can I say about this? This is the Heartland Presbyterian Church Trio perform a Charlie Brown Christmas finale, December 28th, 7 p.m. at Noche.
Oh.
Renowned jazz pianist Peter Robbins and a full cast of superb musicians as they play through the famous compositions by Vince Guardelli.
Vince Guardelli, ladies and gentlemen, it is a Charlie Brown Christmas on Thursday.
Yeah.
Let's see,
Charlie
Christmas
Brown.
3 days late, but hey, it's still Charlie Brown, right?
I wonder if he's ever, Charlie, is he ever going to figure it out with that football?
I don't know.
Okay, also next week, again, the Wild Play then on Thursday. Little Mermaid, I've mentioned that a couple times, I think, at the Playhouse. And
well, we get into a rut. I mean, we get into the Mermaid. We're there, man. I got nothing against the Mermaid, but one of our granddaughters for the holiday got a mermaid tail.
Ooh.
It's some kind. It's like a sleeping bag. Only it's this. Yeah, you put anyway. It's, yeah, I thought it was interesting.
You ever dress up as a mermaid?
I never.
Me neither.
Yeah. Coconut shells.
What's a mermaid's? What's the? Is there a
merman?
Yeah. Is there a merman or is there equivalent? Is there a counterpart?
I have to go to the Des Moines Playhouse and see that. Check it out.
I have to check it out. I never saw the movie either.
You got a merman?
I saw Splash, I think, but I was little.
That was about a bar, wasn't it?
No, you're thinking a cocktail.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Splash, that was Tom Hanks in, I can't
remember.
Right.
Yeah,
can't
that's
remember
okay. That's
right. You've seen it. This is like 1980.
So Mermaid's still going on.
Yeah, Little Mermaid's still going on through the 23rd.
Got it.
Greater Des Moines Exhibited 29.
What's that mean?
This is the Polk County Heritage Gallery
the Heritage Gallery
on East 6th in the East Village. Blowing it. What is it called?
Are we talking about the Historical Museum?
There you go.
Ah, yep. The Iowa...
Couldn't come up with it.
Sometimes we call it just the Iowa Hysterical Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Actually, it's not there. It's at 111 Court Avenue. This is the Polk County. I thought it was there. This is the Polk County Heritage Gallery opens one of our favorite, their favorite, annual art shows. Greater Des Moines exhibited with a reception from 5 to 7
and
Thursday.
What day is this? Thursday.
Yep. The juried show presents 73 examples of work of 48 local artists. It's always well attended and worthwhile. Runs through January 19th.
So this is a long-termer.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as long as How the Little Mermaid's been in town, but, you know, but you can get over there to and where's this
Court Avenue.
111 Court Avenue. Oh, I know where that is. Sure. Okay. Got it.
Where is it?
It's on the corner of First Street and Court Avenue. Come on.
It's right by the bar Splash, probably.
No. Well, no. There's a
restaurant, I mean.
Splash. Mm-hmm. That's up the street a ways. That's on 3rd and
Grand or so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
All right. Be down by the Polk County.
This is by the Polk County Courthouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or one of the corners.
Greater Des Moines Exhibited 19. Sounds like something.
All right. Thanks, Jeffrey. We appreciate it. I hope we get to feeling better, man.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'll be feeling better soon.
For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the NewsHour, for our restaurant of the week, for Jeff Fitz from CityView, my name's Michael Libby, and the crew that makes all of this come together. John Turner is our producer tonight, brand new in the saddle. Welcome, John. We're grateful that you're here with us tonight. He's taken over from Tyler, who is on vacay all of next week, as a matter of fact. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Inside on Business, the NewsHour, is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Would you please be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.